Hello, this is Brent Phillips, and welcome back to Unleash Your Inner Millionaire 2. This is a block clearing section where we're going to actually go into your subconscious mind and use the Formula for Miracles technology encoded into this audio to bring you to a deep theta brainwave and actually permanently clear these blocks to prosperity. Because this is a block clearing section, it is important that you listen to this with headphones. If you don't, you're going to miss the benefit of the subaudible binaural beats, which will entrain your brain into a deep theta wave, the key to opening the subconscious and seeing real change in your life. In addition, I would encourage you to make this the only thing you're doing. I would not recommend that you do this while going for a walk or while trying to watch TV or anything like that. It will work much better and it's much safer if you give it your full attention. Please understand that because this is a subaudible encoding that will bring you to a deep theta wave, it will alter your brain state and your consciousness. And that's why it's important that you're focused on this and doing nothing else. Ideally, you'll be in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. I know that's not always possible, just do the best you can. And because this is a block clearing section, you will be using muscle testing to identify the blocks you have and to know when they've been cleared. If you need help with muscle testing or a review, please listen to the long introduction to this program. If you're having trouble with the muscle testing, don't panic. I would encourage you to listen to this and just give it a shot. Try to do it as you're going along. What you're going to miss out on is knowing exactly what blocks you had and which ones have been cleared. And so, if you're really having trouble with it, don't panic. Go through it and just try to do the muscle testing. And then later, when the muscle testing gets easier for you, you might want to repeat the process again to make sure that you've cleared everything. So this is how it's going to work. When we go into the block clearing, your brain will be in a deep theta state. You may want to close your eyes, though it's not strictly necessary. You can go eyes open or eyes closed, whatever is more comfortable for you. For each block, I'm going to first read it to you out loud. I want you to zip your field if you like to zip. Again, that's covered in the long introduction. If you need help with muscle testing, zipping is a great troubleshooting tool. And then repeat what I said out loud, and then run your muscle test and see what the answer is. And so there's basically two categories of things we're doing here, what I call blocks and downloads. A block is something that's in your subconscious that's bad you want to remove. For example, the belief that money is the root of all evil, that's a block. Because if you test true to that, it means you hold that belief and that will block your prosperity, so we want to clear that out. The other kind of program we're going to work with here is called a download. A download is generally a good thing, such as, I know what it feels like to be rich. And so for the downloads, if you test no to it, that's what we want to change. And so don't panic. In the manual that comes with this program, all of the beliefs we're clearing, all of the programs are listed there. And it will show you very clearly which ones are good to have and which ones are bad to have. And it should be very obvious once you get into it. And so again, what's going to happen is I will read the blocks. I want you to repeat them out loud, run your muscle test. If you have the wrong answer, meaning you have a block or you're missing a download, I want you to give me permission. You can just say, yes, Brent, and that's fine. I know it seems a little funny because I'm not there to hear you, but this process only works with permission, with informed consent. And so I encourage you to just say yes out loud every time you want the change, and then the healing energy encoded into the program will actually shift your subconscious mind. Then I'm going to repeat it again and have you retest it. What you'll find is that most of the time, most of the blocks and downloads will go in on the very first try. The blocks will clear, the downloads will install, and your muscle test result will change. And that's great. That's typical. You'll find 80, 90, maybe 100% of them will shift immediately. If it doesn't, if you still have the block, if you're still missing the download after we make the change, don't panic. Instead, I would encourage you to put a check mark next to it in your manual if you have it printed out, or write it down, or however you want to mark it. And then, tomorrow or the day after that, try it again. Rerun your muscle test. The reason is that sometimes you need a sleep cycle and overnight in order to process and integrate these changes. And so most of the time, if you simply sleep on it and test it again in the morning or the next day, it will have shifted automatically. If it still hasn't shifted after a sleep cycle, again, don't panic. What that means is you need some deeper digging. It means there's another belief system that's more powerful that's underneath it that's holding it in place. And so in order to address that, you'll need to do a little bit of digging. And you can do that with me in a private session, or you may already know how to dig if you've done training classes, or you may have some other modality or method that works for you. And I know it's totally normal to feel a little disappointed if you find some of them won't shift, but please recognize that identifying the ones that don't shift is incredibly valuable, because the reason they didn't shift is because they're deeply anchored into your subconscious. And so if you're able to get to the bottom of it, the ones that don't shift right away are often the ones that make the biggest change in your life. Other than that, there's really nothing more you need to know. We're going to go ahead and get into the block clearings, so go ahead and get yourself a glass of water if you don't have some already. If you haven't been listening with headphones, or if you get interrupted during the course of the program for more than a few seconds, I would encourage you to go back to the beginning and start again, because the first 5 minutes are encoded with what's known as a glide, where the programming will automatically glide your brain gently down into a deep theta wave. And so if you need to pause it or are interrupted, it's best if you go back and listen to this first 5 minutes again. That will glide your brain back down into the theta wave. After that, you can skip ahead to wherever you left off with the program. Let's do it. So, in this section, we're going to focus on blocks about money. And I would recommend you follow along with the document that came with this program, because it has all these beliefs listed in order. And if you have one that doesn't shift or you need deeper digging on, you can just put an X or a check mark next to it. All right, let's clear some blocks. We're all calibrated, so the first block I want you to test is, money is suffocating. So go ahead and say it out loud, run your muscle test. And so if that's a yes or a forward, it means you're holding that block. If you have it, please give me your permission. You can just say yes out loud, and that's fine. And I'm going to go ahead and make the change. Okay, and so if you had it, we have now cleared it. Let's retest it. Please test again. Money is suffocating. Now, most of these blocks will clear very quickly. In my experience, 80 to 90% of them will clear very fast, and then they're gone forever. If it doesn't clear for anything that doesn't shift immediately, put a check or an X next to it in your book and try it again tomorrow. Sometimes you need a sleep cycle to process and integrate the changes in the subconscious mind. And so many of them will shift overnight after you've had a sleep cycle to process it. If it's still there the next day or the next week, then you need to engage in a deeper digging process. Don't feel bad, because the blocks that don't shift are a powerful pointer to lead you to something that's going to give you a lot of change and a lot of benefit. So please don't feel disappointed if not all of them shift. Knowing the blocks that require deep digging is incredibly valuable and will lead you to some very deep and profound shifts in your consciousness. All right, let's move on with the next block. Next, I want you to test, money is always available to me. And so if that's a yes or a forward, you're all set. If it's a no or a backwards, offer me your permission and we'll shift that. We're going to install it for you. Okay, and let's retest that. Money is always available to me. Now, hopefully that's a yes. Next belief, let's test. Money is my friend. And so if you got a yes or a strong, that's good. If it's no or backwards or weak, offer permission and we'll change that. Okay, and let's retest. Money is my friend. All right, next belief. Please test. Money is trouble. So if you got it, that's a block. Offer your permission. We'll shift it up. Okay, and retest. Money is trouble. All right, now hopefully that's clear. Next belief, let's test. Money makes enemies. So if you got it, offer permission. We'll shift it up. And if you had it, test it again. Money makes enemies. And it should be clear. Now, the next belief I want to test is, money will only complicate my life. So if you have it and you want to clear it, offer your permission. Take it out and test it again. Money will only complicate my life. Now it should be a no. Next belief, let's test. I can make money doing what I love. If you have it, if it's yes or true, that's good. If not, if it's no or false, offer permission and we'll download that in. And let's test it again. I can make money doing what I love. Okay, the next block to test is, making money is difficult. If you have it and want to clear it, offer your permission. We'll take it out. Okay, and retest. Making money is difficult. Now it should be clear. Next belief, let's test. It's okay for me to have more money than my family. If you got it, that's good. If you don't, offer your permission, we'll download that now. And retest. It's okay for me to have more money than my family. Now it should be yes. Next belief, let's test. It's okay for me to have more money than my friends. It's yes, that's cool. If it's no, offer permission, we'll change it. Okay, and test again. It's okay for me to have more money than my friends. Next belief, let's check. I need more education to make lots of money. So if you have it, that's a block. Offer permission, we'll take it out. Okay, and retest. I need more education to make lots of money. Now it should be no. Next block, let's test. I have to be a college graduate to make lots of money. If you have it, if it's a yes, let's take it out, because Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg would certainly disagree with that. And retest. I have to be a college graduate to make lots of money. Now it should be no. Next belief system, let's test. I'm good enough to make lots of money. If it's yes, you're all set. If it's no, offer permission, we'll download that now. Okay. And retest. I'm good enough to make lots of money. Now it should be a yes. Okay, next block. Let's have you test. I should be satisfied with having just enough money to survive. So if it's yes or forward, that's a block. Offer permission, we'll clear that out. Okay, and one more time. I should be satisfied with having just enough money to survive. All right, this next block is one that should be familiar to anybody that's read the Bible. The love of money is the root of all evil. So if you have it, if that's yes, forward or strong, offer permission, and we'll clear that block right now. Okay, and retest. The love of money is the root of all evil. All right, now that should be a no. Next belief, let's test. I can have money without being corrupted by it. If it's no, we're going to put that in. We'll download that into you. Offer your permission. Okay, and let's retest that. I can have money without being corrupted by it. Now it should be a yes. Let's follow that by testing. I can have money without losing my soul. Again, if it's no or backwards, offer permission. We'll download that or install it into you. Okay, and let's test it again. I can have money without losing my soul. All right, now there should be a yes. Let's follow that with, I can have money without losing myself. If you got it, great. If not, offer permission, we'll download that. Okay, and retest. I can have money without losing myself. Now it should be a yes. Next, please test. I can keep my money. If it's yes, that's great. If it's no, offer your permission and we'll shift that belief. It's a really common one. All right, let's try that again. I can keep my money. Now it should be yes. Next, please test the block. It's too stressful to manage a lot of money. If you got it, if it's yes or forward, we'll take that out. And retest. It's too stressful to manage a lot of money. All right, next block. Please test. More money always goes out than comes in. If you got it, offer permission, let's clear it. And retest. More money always goes out than comes in. All right, next block, please test. People always try to take my money. If it's yes or forward, we'll clear the block. Offer permission, and please retest. People always try to take my money. Now it should be no. Next block, let's test. The government always tries to take my money. If you have it, offer permission, we'll clear it. And retest. The government always tries to take my money. Okay, now we're going to do a couple downloads on effectively managing your money. So please test. I know how to effectively manage lots of money. If it's no, offer permission, we'll download that. We'll give you the programs inside of you to know how to make that a reality. Okay, and retest. I know how to effectively manage lots of money. And that should be a yes. Let's follow that with, I know what it feels like to effectively manage lots of money. Again, if it's a no or a false, offer your permission, we'll do a download. Okay, and retest, I know what it feels like to effectively manage lots of money. And that should be a yes. And so in case you're wondering, holding this energy, holding these belief systems, having these downloads, does not necessarily mean that this information will immediately and magically appear in your head. But what it does mean is that when you hold this energy, these subconscious beliefs, you will manifest that and make that your reality. And so you will attract the book or the teacher or the program or whatever resources and circumstances you need to learn what you need to know to effectively manage your money. Because remember that belief systems, especially those held on the subconscious mind, are not necessarily direct reflections of truth. What they are is the way that you will manifest and create your life in the future. So you want to put in these downloads, and then if you don't already know these things, you'll attract what you need to teach them to you. You'll attract the right book, the right resource, the right teacher, the right class that makes sense to you that you will use, that will lead you to the place of knowing how to effectively manage lots of money. That's how this works. All right, let's move on. Let's check the block. If I have a lot of money, I will lose it. And so if that's yes or forward, we'll take it out. And retest. If I have a lot of money, I will lose it. And hopefully that'll be no. Next belief. I am able to make a lot of money, no matter what. So if you have it, if that's a yes or forward, you're all set. If not, if that's nowhere backwards, offer permission, we'll download that right now. Okay, and retest. I am able to make a lot of money, no matter what. Hopefully that's yes. Next belief, let's test. I am smart enough to handle my money effectively. If not, offer permission, we'll download that. Okay, and retest. I am smart enough to handle my money effectively. And that should be a yes. Next belief, please test. I am comfortable having lots of money. So if you have it, that's good. If it's nowhere backwards, offer permission and we'll change that. We'll download that belief. Okay, and let's retest. I am comfortable having lots of money. Let's test. I know how to live as if I had a lot of money. So if it's nowhere backwards, offer permission and we'll do a download to teach you that. Okay, and retest. I know how to live as if I had a lot of money. That should be yes. Let's follow that with, I know what it feels like to live as if I had a lot of money. So if that's nowhere backwards, offer permission, we'll download that now. Okay, and retest. I know what it feels like to live as if I had a lot of money. All right, it should be yes. Now let's do, I know how to find the right people to help me with my money. If you got it, great. If you don't, if it's no backwards or false or negative, offer permission, we'll give that in. Okay, and retest. I know how to find the right people to help me with my money. And so remember that when you hold that energy, when you hold that belief system, that's exactly the experience you will attract. You will be able to identify and find the right people to help you manage your money. All right, let's do another belief system. This will be really important for anybody who's very spiritual and aims to lead a life of service. Please test. Having lots of money serves the greater good. If it's yes or strong, you're set. If not, if it's no or negative, offer permission and we'll switch that. Okay, and retest. Having lots of money serves the greater good. And it should be yes now. Now let's test. I know how to have more money without more complication. If not, we'll do a download. Okay, and let's retest that. I know how to have more money without more complication. And it should be yes. Next belief, let's test. I know what it feels like to have more money without more complication. As before, if it's no or backwards or false, offer permission, we'll install that. Okay, and retest. I know what it feels like to have more money without more complication. All right, next belief, let's check. I know how to make more money no matter how old I am. If you have it, that's good. If not, go ahead and give your permission and we'll do a download right now. Okay, and retest. I know how to make more money no matter how old I am. And hopefully that'll be a yes now. Next belief. I know what it feels like to make more money no matter how old I am. So as before, if it's no or backwards or false, offer permission, we'll download that. And retest. I know what it feels like to make more money no matter how old I am. All right, next block. Let's check. Expenses always come up whenever I have extra money. So if you have the block, offer permission, we'll clear it right now. And if we test, expenses always come up whenever I have extra money. Hopefully that'll be no. Next belief. I know how to let money come to me. If you got it, you're set. If not, offer permission, we'll download that. And retest. I know how to let money come to me. Let's follow that with, I know what it feels like to let money come to me. If it's no or backwards, offer permission, we'll download that. And retest. I know what it feels like to let money come to me. Okay, next, let's check. I know how to always have enough money. If you got it, great. If not, let's download it right now. Okay, and retest. I know how to always have enough money. All right, next one is, I know what it feels like to always have enough money. If not, offer permission, let's do the download, and retest. I know what it feels like to always have enough money. All right, now we're going to do a set of blocks on bad things you think might happen if you have a lot of money. First block, let's test. If I have a lot of money, I will die. If you got it, offer permission, let's clear it. And retest. If I have a lot of money, I will die. And hopefully that's cleared. Next block, let's check. If I have a lot of money, I will go to hell. you got it, we'll take it out and retest. If I have a lot of money, I will go to hell. And hopefully that's clear. Next block. Let's check. If I have more money, someone else will have less money. If you have it, we're going to clear that. That goes along with the belief that money is a zero-sum game, that there's only so much to go around. That's not actually the truth of it. Okay, let's try that again. If I have more money, someone else will have less money. And hopefully that'll be a no now. Next block, let's check. If I have a lot of money, I will lose my friends. That's a common one, so if you test it strong, offer permission, we'll clear the block. And retest. If I have a lot of money, I will lose my friends. Alright, hopefully that's clear. Next block, let's check. If I have a lot of money, people will never leave me alone. If you have the block, if you test it strong or yes, let's clear it out. Okay, and retest. If I have a lot of money, people will never leave me alone. Next block, please test. If I have a lot of money, God will expect too much of me. If you got it, offer permission, let's clear it, and retest. If I have a lot of money, God will expect too much of me. Next block, let's check. If I have a lot of money, I will be killed. So if you have it, offer your permission, let's clear that out, and retest. If I have a lot of money, I will be killed. Alright, next block, let's check. If I have a lot of money, I will become arrogant. If you got it, that's a powerful block. Offer permission, let's take it out. And retest. If I have a lot of money, I will become arrogant. Alright, next block, let's check. If I have a lot of money, I will lose my compassion. So if it's yes or forward, it means you have the block. Offer your permission, we'll take it out. And retest. If I have a lot of money, I will lose my compassion. Next block, please test. If I have a lot of money, I will lose touch with God. So if you have it, offer permission, let's clear it. And retest. If I have a lot of money, I will lose touch with God. Next block. If I have a lot of money, I will be criticized. So if you have the block, offer permission, we'll clear it out right now. And retest. If I have a lot of money, I will be criticized. And hopefully it's clear. Next belief, please test. If I have too much money, I will be lonely. If you have it, if it's yes or strong, offer permission, we'll take it out right now. And retest. If I have too much money, I will be lonely. Next block. Let's test. If I have lots of money, nobody will take care of me. If you got it, let's clear it. And retest. If I have lots of money, nobody will take care of me. Alright, next block, let's check. I have to be in pain to make money. If it's yes or true, let's take that out. And retest. I have to be in pain to make money. Hopefully that's gone. Now we're going to do the flip side of that, sort of the evil twin of that last belief. Let's test, I am in too much pain to make lots of money. If you got it, offer permission, we'll take it out there right now. Okay, and retest. I am in too much pain to make lots of money. And hopefully that's clear. Next block, let's check. I'm too traumatized to make lots of money. If you've got it or testing yes, let's take it out with your permission. And check it again. I'm too traumatized to make lots of money. Now it should be gone. Next belief, let's test. I can only have enough money to get by. If it's yes or forward, let's clear that out. Okay, and check again. I can only have enough money to get by. Next block. I can only have enough money to pay my bills. If you got it, let's clear it. And retest. I can only have enough money to pay my bills. All right, this next one is kind of interesting. We're going to check for a curse. I want you to check. I am cursed to never make money. So if you have that, it's a simple matter of offering permission, and we're going to clear it out because a curse is just a very powerful belief system lodged in your subconscious. Okay, now let's check again. I am cursed to never make money. Hopefully that's no. Next belief system, let's check. I have to compromise my ethics to make money. If you got it, we'll clear it out. And retest. I have to compromise my ethics to make money. Hopefully it's no. Next belief system. Let's check. I have healthy money patterns. If that's yes or forward, you're set. If it's no or backwards, offer permission and we'll install that belief so that you do. Okay, and retest. I have healthy money patterns. All right, hopefully that'll be yes. Next belief. I always have enough money to do the things that I love. If it's no, let's shift that. Offer permission and retest. I always have enough money to do the things that I love. Next belief, let's check. I can have a wonderful relationship and lots of money at the same time. If not, offer permission, we'll shift that so you can. And retest. I can have a wonderful relationship and lots of money at the same time. Okay, next belief system, let's check. People love to give me money. If not, if it's no or false or backwards, offer permission and we'll switch that around so you do believe it. People love to give you money. Okay, and retest. People love to give me money. Next, I want you to check. It's possible for me to clear my money blocks. If it's not, we need to fix that, so offer your permission, we'll shift that. And retest. It's possible for me to clear my money block. All right, now it should be possible. Next belief system, let's check. I have to work long hours to make money. So if you got it, we'll clear it. And retest. I have to work long hours to make money. And hopefully that'll be known now. Next block, I want you to check. When my money runs out, my life will be over. If you got it, let's clear it. Okay, and retest. When my money runs out, my life will be over. All right, hopefully that's gone. The reason you'd want to clear something like that is that will create a great attachment to the money and a great fear of not having it, which is exactly what you're going to end up manifesting, because that's how the law of attraction works. Next block, let's check. I'm trapped by a lack of money. If you're holding that, let's release it. Just offer your permission and we'll clear the block. All right, and retest. I'm trapped by a lack of money. Next block. There is barely enough money. If you got it, let's fix it. And recheck. There is barely enough money. Hopefully that's clear. Next block. Please check. I always have to be frugal with my money. If you have it, let's clear it, offer permission, and retest. I always have to be frugal with my money. Next belief, let's check. I am open to receiving money. If that's nowhere backwards, offer permission. We'll download that right now so you can hold that belief. Okay, and retest. I am open to receiving money. Now it should be a yes. Now let's test. I am a money magnet. If you got it, great. If you don't, let's put it in right now. Offer your permission and then retest. I am a money magnet. Excellent. Next belief. This is sort of the opposite of the last one. Let's check. I have an aversion to money. So if you do, if that's a yes or a forward, let's take that out. And retest. I have an aversion to money. All right, now we're going to do a couple programs, some downloads about making money while having fun. Let's check. I know how to make a lot of money and have fun at the same time. If not, let's give that to you. Just offer your permission. We'll download that information into your subconscious. And retest. I know how to make a lot of money and have fun at the same time. And now it should be a yes. Let's follow that with, I know what it feels like to make a lot of money and have fun at the same time. If not, if it's nowhere backwards, just offer your permission. We'll do a download here. And retest. I know what it feels like to make a lot of money and have fun at the same time. Good, now it should be a yes. Last one in this section, let's check. I am capable of making a lot of money, no matter what. If you have it, that's great. If not, if it's nowhere backwards or false or weak, offer your permission and let's install that belief into you. And recheck. I am capable of making a lot of money, no matter what. And now it should be a yes. So that's the end of this list of block clearings. As a reminder, I would encourage you not to do more than one section of block clearing per day, because it is a great burden and strain on your subconscious mind to process so much change at once. And so I'd recommend you at least go one a day to give yourself an overnight sleep cycle to process it. And so it's fine if you want to space it out more. If you want to wait 2 or 3 days or even a week between these block clearing programs, that's okay. But don't try to do them all at once. If you try to do too much at once, you'll get overwhelmed. It could even make you a little bit sick, what's called a healing crisis. So I know you want to clear this stuff, but just do one a day and you'll be through it in under a week. Also remember that most of these block clearings and downloads will shift very quickly. My experience is that you should find that 80 to 90% of them, maybe 100% of them, will shift very quickly right as you listen to the program. For the ones that don't shift right away, don't panic. Put a mark next to it in the book and then check it again tomorrow or the next day. Most of the time, you're simply going to need a sleep cycle to process and integrate the change. And most of the ones that don't shift right away should change after its sleep cycle to process and integrate the changes. However, some may be powerfully embedded. What that means is that your subconscious mind won't let it change because there's another belief system that's more powerful that's underneath it that's anchoring it. When that happens, you've gotten a valuable pointer to something you need to dig underneath to see what's under there. And I know it's a little disappointing when you go through the program and not all of them change, but please remember that the ones that don't shift can potentially be incredibly valuable to you, because then you can take that as a reference point and go dig on it. And almost certainly when you get to the bottom of it, you'll find something that's very big and powerfully transformative for you. Because if it wasn't, it would have shifted right away. All right, so you can take off your headphones now if you'd like. And remember, give yourself some rest. Let this rest overnight, process through a sleep cycle, and then when you wake up tomorrow morning, you will be that many steps closer to unleashing your inner millionaire.